The president paid an unannounced Thanksgiving visit to American troops in Afghanistan and declared that he had reopened peace negotiations with the Taliban less than 3 months after voicing hopes of ending 18 years of war. For more on this, we are joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Daniel Lipman, who is a White House reporter for Politico. Daniel, thanks very much for joining us this morning. The president, just a few months ago, very angrily cut off the talks with the Taliban. What has changed?
I think what's changed is that he still wants a win, and he still wants to uphold his campaign promise of removing American influence and troops from the Middle East, and including Afghanistan. And so he would like a deal to hit that metric, especially going into the 2020 campaign. He promised to remove us from foreign wars, and this is a manifestation of that. But there are many military and national security officials who don't want us to get out of Afghanistan at any price.
Yeah, that's very true, both current and former ones. Talk a little bit more, though, about the statement from the president. He said something like, we either have a deal or we have total victory. What does that mean?
Yeah, a little unclear. He was kind of shooting from the hip, proverbially. Basically, he positioned himself as not caring too much if we have a deal or if we don't have a deal. He wants to wash his hands one way or another. And you're not going to get total victory. That's in no one's perception of reality. The Taliban are mostly members of their own. They are Afghan citizens. And so they have to be brought into some type of power-sharing arrangement, or their concerns have to be reflected in a peace agreement, or the or they're going to just keep fighting. And so the Afghan government, they have a vote in this too. You saw Ashraf Ghani, the Afghan president, on stage cheering with President Trump in front of American troops yesterday. And so previously, Ghani and other leaders of Afghanistan were concerned that the U.S. Was pursuing negotiations with the Taliban while cutting them out. And so it's almost like treating the Afghan government as a chess piece where we're kind of ignoring what they want.
Right. It looked like the strategy was to try and make a deal with the Taliban first and then have the Taliban work with Afghanistan. So what does Afghanistan want?
I think what Afghanistan wants is that there's some certainty that the Taliban won't come back to fight them and to, launch another insurgency. They also don't want American troops to totally abandon the country. They need help on counterterrorism. They need help training their Afghan security forces. And if you read books like The Looming Tower or Ghost Wars about, what led to 9/11, we don't want a country that is kind of a safe haven for terrorists, or where the central government in Kabul, they can't extend their reach beyond a few major cities. And that will lead to international terrorist groups like ISIS taking hold in parts of, rural parts of Afghanistan and then, plotting attacks. And so the last time we abandoned Afghanistan in the 80s, after the Soviet withdrawal, that led to 9/11 10 years later. And so we want to prevent that from happening again.
And that has been the argument of a lot of current and former military officials, as well as some members of Congress and the Senate. Yep. As far as the road ahead, how difficult is it going to be at this point to obtain some kind of ceasefire agreement that will lead to peace?
It's still difficult, but I think the Taliban are kind of tired of fighting as well after decades of fighting the U.S. And the Northern Alliance, which was the fighting group before the U.S. Went in 2001. And so they also want to make a deal, but I think they're just going to have to have trust on both sides, and unclear exactly how much progress there has been in the last few months. Not a huge surprise that Trump said, oh, yeah, there have been talks, because, sometimes these things happen behind the scenes, of course, and so they're not going to open it up to the media. But I think there's not an imminent deal about to be reached anytime soon.